From the WLRN newsroom at the Miami Herald, I'm Lisanne Ramos. Last week, the Miami Open lost an appeal over expansion plans the tournament had for its home in Crandon Park. Without the expansion, the Open has threatened to leave Miami. Mariela Dacal has been going to the tournament since she moved to Miami as a teenager. Dacal now runs her own tennis academy in Southwest Miami-Dade. I spoke to her to get a better idea of how the Miami Open affects the area's tennis community.
What's it like to go to the Open as a local tennis player? Is there like a community of local players that you meet up with there?
Oh my God, yes, totally. Like when we go, we can say hi to like probably 100 people. You're standing there and you're like, oh, I know them. My kids are like, oh, I just saw so-and-so. I'm like, really? So everyone is there interacting, and you meet new people, new opportunities to play with other people and to create new bonds with other people within the community that you play tennis with further on.
Do you guys have a lot of events that you get together in?
Yeah, there's leagues around, and we have like events on family days, events and things like that. But like when we go to those days to the tournament, like you see a lot of academies that get all the children and showing them, you know, the players, and the kids are running around hiding, you know, those big yellow balls, like all excited, or they're getting autographs. So I understand the economic perspective over the fact that they need, you know, they would like to grow and expand and get bigger. But as my perspective, as in the community, it is very important for us to keep this tournament here.
That was Mariela Dacal, head of a local tennis academy, on how the possible departure of the Miami Open will affect the Miami tennis community. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Lisanne Ramos.